Well, my name's Will Eaves, and I've written this very small collection of poems called Small Hours, and I'm going to read a couple of poems from this collection. And the first one is called Demonstration Day, and like most of the things I write, its origin really is in a very keenly remembered moment. And this is really just an image of my adolescence. So this is the first one, Demonstration Day. 15 and short, I strode the cobbles of Carnaby Street in August 83 and bought a lemon-yellow tie there to the tune of ABC. Music no longer of its time, but new to me, as was the sleazy caff where I had lunch, a peanut butter, cheese and celery sandwich, before tea and a doze, posing in Green Park, stretched out like I came there every day to be one of the crowd and nobody's fool. Really. The hours inched by. I thought they'd fly if I raced through the shops and galleries until, hobbled by growing pains, blinded by genius art, begged by a battery of nuns not to proliferate, I escalated underground and out of sight. But I thought wrong. You cannot walk away from it, refine the weight, hear bones stretch, set. Say why to lemon-yellow youth the style is not original. I surfaced somewhere on the northern line with trees and spent the weekend there. The details I forget, like who spoke first or first realised we'd met. The second poem I want to read is rather a different sort of elegy, and it's to my mother. Home. Birds wake to a daily loss of care and sing the measure of the dawn, the reddening width of your eyelid, the world while I was being born. It is the hour of disarray that catches you alone in bed, a prey to all the visitors who come and go inside your head, until a woman's voice downstairs topples the crates of memory. The clattered light behind a blind is like responsibility. Lie quietly. Be unafraid. We come upon the world undressed with each rising. It doesn't mind, and this is not another test.